You know, here's a painful truth about the modern internet. You can have the most brilliant, groundbreaking product in the world. You can be solving problems that save companies millions of dollars.
Yeah.
But if your marketing and your training manuals are just giant walls of text,
nobody cares. It's the great unread. We produce more text now than at any point in history, and, you know, a smaller percentage of it is actually being consumed.
It's just digital dust.
Yeah.
Exactly. And that is the tension we are looking at today. We're trying a bit of a thought experiment.
Okay.
We're taking two very different companies from our source stack and kind of smashing them together to see if we can solve this boring content crisis.
I like this. It's a case study in synergy. We're asking, what happens when a, let's say, heavy B2B software company meets an automated content engine?
Perfect. Yeah. So in the Lou corner, we have our client for this experiment, ScoreBuddy QA. These guys are, I mean, they're heavy hitters in the contact center world. They use AI to score customer service calls.
And we should probably clarify for everyone, when we say score calls, we don't mean a human listening to like three calls a month.
No, no.
ScoreBuddy uses GenAI auto scoring to analyze 100% of interactions. It's a massive data play.
Right. They are the Ferrari of quality assurance.
Right.
But then in the red corner, we have the solution. This is Auto Content API. And they pitch themselves as a content transformation engine.
Their whole premise is pretty interesting. They claim they can take raw data, you know, text, numbers, even code, and just instantly spin it out into podcasts, videos, social shorts.
So here is the mission for this deep dive.
Mm.
We're going to see if Auto Content API can take ScoreBuddy, which is, let's be honest, a bit technical and dense, and turn them into a media powerhouse.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to try and move them from the linear content model to what you call the parallel content model.
And that distinction is absolutely key. I think parallel content is going to be the theme of our whole conversation.
Okay, so before we get to the solution, we have to really understand the client. I spent some time digging through ScoreBuddy's website, their resource library. And look, the tech is impressive.
Oh, yeah.
Customizable scorecards, sentiment analysis, business intelligence. But when I looked at their actual content...
Let me guess. It's very thorough.
Huh. That is a very polite way to put it.
Mm-hmm.
I found a Black Friday retail QA checklist. I found a call center coaching plan template. And my personal favorite, the call center compliance checklist template.
You know, those are valuable documents. If you're a compliance officer, that is your Bible.
Sure, but let's be real. If I'm a busy manager and I see a 12-page PDF called compliance checklist, am I reading that on my commute? Am I sharing that on LinkedIn?
Probably not. You might download it, save it to a folder called Read Later.
And then never open it again.
Never look at it again, yeah. Mm.
Exactly. And that is the problem. ScoreBuddy has all this amazing knowledge just locked in text.
Yeah.
So bring in Auto Content API. You mentioned this parallel content model. What does that actually mean? Because, you know, usually if I want to make video, I hire a videographer. If I want a podcast, I need a studio.
And that's the linear model. Step one, right?
Yeah.
Step two, you script. Step three, you record. It's a bottleneck.
Right.
The parallel model that Auto Content proposes is, it's different. You feed the source material, that compliance checklist, into the API. And the API triggers multiple processes at once. It's less of a craft and more of a manufacturing line.
So let's apply this. I'm the CMO of ScoreBuddy. I have this call center coaching plan template. It's dry. It's boring. But I know it's useful.
Yeah.
How does the API fix this for me?
Well, the first thing you do is you look at their notebook LM API alternative feature.
I saw that in the notes. Is that just reading the text out loud? Because, I mean, robot voices are terrible.
No, and that's a huge thing people get wrong. This isn't text to speech. It's content to conversation. You feed the API the coaching template. The API analyzes the logic, you know, why coaching matters, the steps involved, the common pitfalls.
Mm-hmm.
Then it generates a script for two AI hosts like us to actually discuss it.
Wait, so it creates a fake podcast.
It creates a synthetic podcast. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine a ScoreBuddy strategy session. You have two voices debating the best way to handle a difficult agent, using the points from your template as their arguments.
Okay, that is infinitely more listenable than reading a PDF. I could definitely listen to that while I'm driving to work.
And here's where the parallel part really kicks in. Mm. While that audio is being generated, what about the visual side?
Right, because we need to be on TikTok, or at least LinkedIn.
The API has a video create shorts endpoint. You take that same coaching template, feed it in, and ask for, say, a 60-second vertical video.
And what does that look like? Is it just a bunch of stock footage?
It can be, but the source material highlights AI avatars. So you could have a professional woman avatar, fully lip-synced, standing in a virtual office giving the top 5 coaching tips for 2026.
So in the time it took me to read the first page of that PDF, the API has created a 15-minute deep dive podcast and a viral short from my LinkedIn.
That's it. And we have to talk about the cost, because this is usually where the linear model just completely breaks down. If ScoreBuddy wanted to hire 2 actors and a studio to record that podcast, what are they spending?
A few $100.
Yeah.
Maybe $500 if they want it edited well.
At least. The auto content source material breaks down the unit economics. Generating a podcast via the API costs about 10 credits.
Which translates to?
Depending on their subscription tier, somewhere between 10 cents and 2 euros.
Okay, stop. 2 euros.
High end, 2 euros. Low end, 10 cents.
That changes the math completely. Because if I'm spending $500 on a podcast, I need it to be a hit.
Yes.
I need 10,000 listeners to justify the ROI.
Correct. But if it costs 10 cents, you don't need a hit. You can make a podcast episode that is specifically for one type of customer. You can make a call center compliance for dental offices in California episode.
Wow.
And even if only 12 people listen, if one of them buys ScoreBuddy, the ROI is through the roof.
It lets you target the long tail. You can just flood the zone with super niche content.
It allows for creative testing at scale. You mentioned that Black Friday checklist. Why make one video?
Right.
You could make 20. Different avatars, different scripts, different hooks. Throw them all on LinkedIn and see which one sticks. You could never afford to do that with a human video team.
That's a really good point. Human teams get tired. APIs don't. But I want to pivot to the sales side for a second. Because marketing is great. Getting attention is great. But ScoreBuddy is complex software.
Mm-hmm.
I was reading about their Gen AI auto scoring. And honestly, I got a little lost in the technical weeds.
And that is a huge friction point for B2B sales. If the buyer doesn't understand the feature, they just don't buy.
So how does the API help a salesperson explain sentiment analysis?
This is where the explainer video feature comes in. But it's not just make a video, it's the automation of it. The API can actually crawl a URL.
So it just reads the website?
It reads the specific feature page. Let's say ScoreBuddy has a landing page for their business intelligence tool. The API crawls that text, identifies the key value propositions, and generates a 60-second horizontal explainer video with visuals and a voiceover.
So instead of a salesperson having to jump on a Zoom call to explain the dashboard, they can just send a link.
Or even better, that video just lives on the landing page. There is a stat in the source material that just blew my mind.
Right.
Embedding a video on a landing page makes it 53 times more likely to rank on page 1 of Google.
53 times. That sounds made up.
It's all about dwell time. Google sees that people are stopping to watch rather than just bouncing off the text. It signals quality. So ScoreBuddy isn't just explaining the product better. They're actually getting more traffic because of it.
I want to bring up something else I found in ScoreBuddy's materials. They have some really good testimonials. I saw one from Silvana Vasileva at Tide.
Yes, the financial platform.
Right. She said, ScoreBuddy QA is an invaluable platform. It offers AI-driven solutions with thoughtful design. It's a great quote. But again, it's text on a website.
It's static. Yeah.
Could we use the API to liven that up?
Oh, absolutely. The API supports voice cloning and audio overviews. Imagine this. ScoreBuddy takes that written case study from Tide. They feed it into the API. They generate a simulated interview where an AI host asks about the problems Tide was facing.
Mm-hmm.
And another voice using the facts from the case study answers.
So it's like a mini documentary of this success story.
And if they got permission, they could even clone the voice of their own CEO to do the intro. Suddenly, you aren't sending a prospective client a PDF called Tide Case Study. You're sending them an audio file called How Tide Solved Their QA Crisis.
Which one are you going to click on?
The audio. Every time. It feels more premium.
Every time.
Yeah.
But, you know, we've talked about marketing. We've talked about sales. I feel like we're missing the biggest piece of the puzzle here.
The internal piece.
Right. ScoreBuddy isn't just a grading tool. They have a built-in LMS, a learning management system.
This is, in my opinion, the killer app for the synergy. This is where the parallel model changes how a company actually operates, not just how it sells.
Okay. Walk me through a scenario here. Because learning management sounds so dry. Make it real for me.
Okay. Imagine you are the operations director for a global contact center using ScoreBuddy. You have 300 agents. Some are in London, some are in Madrid, some are in Tokyo.
Okay, I'm stressed already.
It's Monday morning. a new regulation drops. Let's say it's a GDPR update. You have a 20-page legal document that says agents must now ask for consent in this specific way.
In the old world, the linear world, what do I do?
You email the PDF to everyone. You maybe schedule a mandatory webinar that half the people sleep through.
Right.
And then you pray they understood it.
And then I get fined because someone in Madrid didn't read page 14.
Exactly. Now, let's apply the auto content API. You take that new regulation text, you feed it into the engine.
Step one, create the podcast.
Right. You generate a 10-minute compliance update, audio briefing. It breaks down the legal jargon into plain English. It gives examples. Don't say this, say that.
Okay, so now my agents can listen to the update while they're making coffee or commuting. That's already a huge win.
But you have a global team. The agents in Madrid might not speak perfect English. The agents in Tokyo definitely need it in Japanese.
And usually, translation takes weeks.
Yeah.
And it's expensive.
The Auto Content API supports over 50 languages. So in the same API call, you request the output in English, Spanish, German, and Japanese.
Is it just dub it? Like a bad Godzilla movie?
No. It resynthesizes the speech, so it flows naturally in the target language. Within minutes of the regulation dropping, your Spanish team has a Spanish audio briefing in their LMS. Your Japanese team has a Japanese briefing.
That is actually game-changing. You're effectively cloning your training department for every single region instantly.
It democratizes knowledge. Usually, you know, the headquarters gets the good training and the satellite offices get the scraps or they get it a month late. This synchronizes the entire organization.
And because it's going into ScoreBuddy's own LMS, they can track who actually listened.
Exactly. It closes the loop. You go from, I hope they read the email, to, I know they listened to the briefing.
Okay. There is one more feature of the Auto Content API I want to touch on. We've talked about transforming existing content, but I saw something about deep research.
Ah, the intelligence engine.
Yeah.
This is fascinating because it stops being just a creative tool and becomes like a research analyst.
How does that work? Is it just looking at ScoreBuddy's own internal data?
No, it uses agents via LLMs like Gemini or OpenAI to browse the live web. It can go out and look for information for you.
So if I'm ScoreBuddy, how do I use that?
Well, to be a leader in the QA space, you have to be on top of trends. You need to know what's happening with AI ethics or changes in consumer protection laws.
But who has time to read TechCrunch in the Wall Street Journal all day?
The API does. ScoreBuddy can set up a recurring task. Scan the web for the latest news in call center quality assurance. The API goes out, reads the articles, cross-references sources, and then synthesizes the summary.
A daily briefing.
Yes. It could be an internal text memo for the CEO, so they walk into meetings looking like a genius.
Or they could turn it into external content.
They could turn it into a weekly industry roundup podcast.
The ScoreBuddy News Hour.
Exactly. They become the CNN of their industry. And the crazy part, no human had to spend hours Googling. The research was automated. The script was automated. The audio was automated.
It really creates this flywheel effect, doesn't it?
Yeah.
The more content you put out, the more authority you build, the more data you get, which helps you make even better content.
And it solves that original paradox we talked about. The cobbler's children have no shoes.
Hmm?
ScoreBuddy is a high-tech automation company. They should be using automation to talk to their customers.
It aligns their brand with their behavior. It feels weird to buy AI automation from a company that sends you a text PDF. It feels right to buy from a company that sends you a personalized video.
It's proof of concept.
So we've painted a pretty rosy picture here. Is there a downside? I mean, we are talking about flooding the world with AI content.
That is the risk, content saturation. If everyone does this, we are going to be drowning in podcasts and videos.
So how does a company like ScoreBuddy win if everyone has this tool?
Quality of the source. That's the catch. The API is just a multiplier. If you feed it garbage text, you get garbage video. ScoreBuddy wins because they actually have the expertise. They have the Black Friday checklist that's based on years of actual data.
So the competitive advantage shifts from who has the budget to make a video to who has the best ideas to put into the video.
Exactly. The barrier to entry for production drops to zero, which means the value of the insight goes to infinity.
I like that. It puts the power back in the hands of the experts, not the production studios.
It does. It lets the nerds win.
So let's wrap this up. We started with a pretty simple problem. ScoreBuddy has great tech, but dry content.
And we found that by plugging in Auto Content API, they can transform that dry content into a multi-channel media engine. Marketing gets viral shorts. Sales gets instant explainer videos.
The LMS gets multilingual audio training. and the C-suite gets automated market research.
And they do it all for pennies on the dollar, moving from that old linear model to a parallel model. It's a complete operational shift.
So here's my question for you listening right now. Think about your own company's SharePoint graveyard. You know, think about those Google Drives full of SOPs and training manuals and old blog posts that nobody has opened since 2019.
The dark data.
If all of that knowledge could suddenly talk, if it could record a podcast or film a video or teach a class, what would it say? And I think more importantly, why is your microphone still turned off?
That is the question to take home.
Thanks for diving deep with us. We'll see you next time.